today's readings. It's very deep, and I think all our life is required to understand and preach about it. One of the things always gives me a satisfaction, like one of my spiritual director once told me, you can't preach everything. That's a good thing. So we won't be able to share everything. There is a wonderful connection from the first reading and the gospel today. Acts chapter 20 and Gospel of John chapter 17. There's a lot of similarities. There is a typological connection. It blends very well. Because in Acts chapter 20, St. Paul's farewell speech to Ephesians, elders at Ephesians, and Gospel of John chapter 17, our Lord's final discourse, and his prayers, worries, instructions, everything we see to his disciples. And John 17 it's very deep. It can be a wonderful prayer before you sleep. I do that before I sleep every day. Just read Gospel of John chapter 17. It's so nice. Perhaps you can do that. It's beautiful. So today's Acts chapter 20. St. Paul, one of the important word of God for me, Acts 20, 32, that word of God says, St. Paul says, I commend you to God and to the word of grace. That word has got a deep meaning, word of grace. In Luke chapter 4, 22, there we hear, they were astonished by the gracious words came from Jesus' lips. It's a very deep word, word of grace. And St. Paul says, why I am commenting to that? Because this word has got a power to build you up and to give you a special place among all the sanctified. That's what we are looking for. Eucharistic prayer number 2. I like every time when we pray, with all the saints, that we may also one day become co-heirs to eternal life. That's the very purpose of our life, that we may sing with all the saints in heaven. In the Old Testament, that inheritance, if you read Numbers chapter 34, verse 2, for them was something perishable, like that land of Cana. But in the New Testament, with the new covenant that became eternal life, Jesus, Hebrews 9:15, and also 1 Peter 1, 4, St. Peter describes beautifully, like, not something perishable, but imperishable, which is eternal life. And also continued with the beautiful words, Paul's concerns, he said very clearly, when I was with you, I never looked what you had, but I really looked what you are. And that's the real evangelization, not silver, not gold. And today's standards, most of the time, we assess people with what they have, not what they are. It is important what we are. Every person we meet, it's like a continent, or more than a continent. A person matters much. And a person who is in front of us is the most important person in our life. That's the way we do evangelization. And continued with that beautiful words, St. Paul is giving us a lesson Acts 20 verse 35, there is a great joy in giving than receiving. We need to learn that. We need to learn that art of giving. Be generous. Be charitable. That is the hallmark of Christianity. Without giving, there won't be any joy. And giving is not only just material things. We have so much to give. For that, first of all, we need to have a good heart. Our time, talents, treasures. We can give. That's the way we gain souls for the Lord. The gospel, it's very beautiful. Jesus is praying, keep them, protect them with that name. Name of God is a big topic. And Jesus especially praying also, consecrate them with your word. Word of God has got a special power to consecrate us, sanctify us, set apart from everything in this world. Perhaps during this Mass we can pray for that grace, like Saint Paul, like how Jesus is expecting from us, to be generous, to love the Scripture, embrace the Scripture. That has got a power to build us, to give us a place among all the sanctified.